Are we ready, Naomi? Do you have the time already?
All right, let me begin.
I'm Miriam Rafferty, editor of Deuce County Magazine, here on the advice of counsel to put you on notice of criminal misdemeanors committed by the district and board members who are individually liable of multiple Brown Act violations. Corey Briggs on May 16th sent a cease and desist letter to the superintendent and clerk on our behalf, advising that your district and the security guard efforts to prevent our reporters from recording public meetings in the front row are flatly illegal, as are threats to call police and seek to arrest us. A videographer for another site did move to the backup for quality audio and video. Briggs' letter warns, quote, based on your agency's history of deleting audio recordings at board meetings, it has been necessary for reporters to record the meetings because your agency cannot be trusted to carry out this basic function of governance. Now that all board members are on notice of the fact that the public must perform this function, any member's participation in a meeting at which the public has been thwarted in his efforts to make a recording will subject the member to criminal prosecution. We've got the section over here. It makes it a misdemeanor crime for each member to attend a meeting where there's reason to know the Brown Act and public rights to information will be violated. Now, also, Caliber's lawyer, Terry Frank, informs us you're now also in criminal violation of his cease and desist letter sent in March, in response to which he promised to retain and turn over audio tapes. Yet we've still not received a single one, despite many requests sent from December to May for these public record recordings. Mr. Shinoff claims our request after Caliber's letter went to spam folders for four people, and now after a reminder notice May 20th from Paul Trues that he needs two more weeks to fill the recordings. The clock didn't start May 20th. All requests were made weeks, some months ago. No recordings should be in storage. These electronic files can be downloaded fast on a CD or thumb drive, as you voted to do. Reporters and the public need timely recordings to report the news or prepare responses for meetings. The DA now has cause to take action against this district and all board members except Mrs. Bartow. Our news group and the public have the right to pursue enforcement in court or seek redress through the DA. Two attorneys confirm. Terry Frank at Caliber says the statute allows the DA or any interested person to file such action because compliance with the Brown Act is a public obligation, not personal entitlement. Any such action, we don't have to prove the original alleged violations. The law says all the plaintiffs need to do is prove the body but back on its word without formally and publicly rescinding them. Please enter this in your minutes, my full statement, Mr. Briggs' letter, and the Brown Act statutes. I have copies. I ask to pick up all recordings requested at your office this Friday, or we will pursue legal remedies. Please provide also written assurance that our reporters will not be impeded from recording audio or video from the front row or any appropriate place, as we've done at meetings for a decade elsewhere with no threats or intimidation. And I want to add, we really want to get on to reporting some positive stuff about the district, get interviews, talk about some positive programs, but when we can't get basic information like tapes, documents, you know, they've also been requested, and when interviews are refused, it's pretty hard to do that. We just want to do our jobs, report everything that goes on.
Time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Time, and for the record, the recordings were provided to Caliber. Thank you.
Staff and faculty who care about our kids, and he served Cajon Valley with dedication and distinction. One such example is our local CSEA president, who recently received an award. Sorry for turning away from the mic there. And it was nice to congratulate him in person in the reception area that night. So give a hand to Mark. All right, Jill Bartow is working hard to get accountability and transparency from administrators. But certain individuals view this as a personal attack on our fine employees in the school district. And that is, I'm really sorry that it's been perceived that way, but when Jill was trying to get information from the board or the superintendent, and they're locking her out of information, that makes it difficult to pursue that in private. It has to come out in public, and it's no reflection on the fine employees in this district. Since the CSEA president and I are union members in the same union, I don't appreciate his personal attacks on my wife and throwing my wife under the bus without even getting her side of the story and accusing her of not being a friend of the union when I'm in the same union that he is. It's disingenuous and arrogant. On May 6th, the Cajon Valley School District was served with a CPRA for information on electronic correspondence between journalist Paul Trues and Jill Bartow from the CSEA president. I don't know what he expects to find, but there have also been communications between other board members and administrators that may also need to be added to the CPRA. It's amazing that when handed the text messages to the man who requested the CPRA info that he requested, he just turned it over to district officials. It appears like the CSEA president didn't want the info, but the superintendent wanted the info himself and is using the CSEA president as a lackey to get it. Shame on the president for selling out his union members on non-union interest. He should be tending to his members' needs to get them higher wages and better benefits and quit fraternizing with district administrators. It compromises its negotiating points. Let's work together to make Cajon Valley the best place to live, work, play, and raise a family. Thank you.
The next speaker card is Muhammad Tawana.
See that regress. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lisa. The next speaker is Howard Shen.
Sorry. My name is Howard Shen. I'm the webmaster here at Cajon Valley, and I'm also a member of the press credentialed by the City of San Diego. As the webmaster, part of my duties to monitor social media and the internet. I get to see the articles from Union Tribune giving the success of our TEDx event, Forbes magazine article calling us a leader in early career development, and Brookings Institution calling us a source of idea to rapidly accelerate progress in education. Or visitors from Australia, Ghana, South Africa, Kurdistan talking about seeing our work in action and how they will bring it home for implementation. When I see these things, I realize I'm at the right place and we're doing the right work. But I also get to see the bilge that comes with the good, the rotten apple that spoils the barrel. Someone in a position of power, vindictive for being called out for misconduct and unacceptable behavior, is conducting a continuous assault on our work and credibility, passing information to a gossip rag so they can write slanderous accusations about our fiscal practices, posting misinformation on social media about our health education, having spout venom about the union that I believe in. That's not leadership, that's bullying. Every day, we, and I myself, bust my butt, not to serve the board or the administrators, but to serve the students that are trusted as our work. I am immensely proud of my work. I am immensely proud of the work that the people I work with, and I am immensely proud of the people I work for. I refuse to let Joe Barto and her blogging collaborators drag our work and our name through the mud, bully my coworkers, and soil what we're doing here for the children. When we first met years ago, you were a blank slate to me as everybody else here. Today, I can't question your intelligence or motive because I don't know much about either. But after seeing it in person, I will question your behavior. I find it deplorable, shameful, divisive, and not fit to lead our district. I hope there's enough sense in you to understand what I'm saying. We don't want you here. Thank you for your time.
Well, the voters just realized.
The next card is Ann Mason.
Good evening. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for the kind words. I mean, I made one phone call, five people showed up. Imagine if I made 10 or 20 calls. We could fill this boardroom. We did it at Grossmont. We put 150 people in there. So we are united. So I wanted to address some comments that were made last board meeting. As you see, my house is in order. I was told my house is not in order and we are divided. As you can see, we're very much united. We have over 250,000 members in this state. At any given moment, as you saw in Sacramento, classified teachers, they'll be wherever they need to be. All I have to do is make phone calls. Which brings me to the beginning of this mess. I was receiving phone calls from members about how come a board member, which I didn't mention a name, went 2 years without paying their medical, and how come they can't do that. And it was in the board minutes, that's where everybody gets all their information. So I came here, took a bunch of calls, came and asked. Just listening to some of the things going on prompted some of the statements. So that's where that all started. And when you take your woes to a rag magazine and they print gossip half-truths, what do you expect's gonna happen? You're gonna run my members down in the mud? I take care of my members. I have over 1,200 members. I'm gonna defend them to the hill. Just like the accusations, the implications of my purchasing people doing wrong criminal activities that's published in a magazine. You brought this shit show. I'm telling you right now, you invited this circus here. When you elect the clown, expect the circus. And that's all you're doing. So, and you touched about your people elected you. Well, there's 33,000 members in your trustee area. You won with 3,000 votes. Right here is a list of all my CSEA members in your area. I turned it over to the Central Labor Council. I got the okay from my field office. We were trying to find someone to run against you. There was not enough time. But damn be willed, there'll be enough time this next time. I have 2,000 members in your area. So, and as far as your recall, I didn't say I was recalling. I said I didn't know what I was going to do next. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mark. Oh, one more thing. Stop harassing me. Do not call my phone. Do not send your cronies to my work. Don't send anybody to give me information. I filed the CPRA. I had my attorney fill it out. I filed it with this district. They received the information. Quit trying to give it to me. Follow the damn protocol. I did not serve you. I served this district. All information goes to them. When they receive it, they'll hand it to me, and what I do with it is my business. And as you know, I'm an independent organization that operates within this district. CSEA has nothing to do in cahoots with this district. As you heard, I have to collaborate and build relationships to make things work. But far as you guys saying, I'm their puppet and I'm colluding, you're full of shit. And I'll call you out every time on it.
You're a
bullshit.
Sellout, Mark. Oh. You're a sellout.
No. Yeah.
So,
and I never said.
This is not an interactive meeting. If you need to speak to each other, please go outside. If you will be disruptive, we'll cease the meeting and call it back to order. We have children in the audience, please.
So,
thank you, Mark. Okay, next on the agenda is the superintendent's report.
Thank you. We've had quite a busy, eventful, and successful week, both at the Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C., and also the Allegheny Conference in Pittsburgh. But prior to going there, at the request of a couple of our...
Okay, we're going to adjourn the meeting. If the board could please step out.
Thank you.